From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tommy Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Are you ready for some football? High school teams across New Mexico began football workouts today in anticipation of a four-game regular season and a one-game playoff. And here in Lovington, the Wildcats take to the field this afternoon. Athletic Director Robert Oriola was ecstatic.
Oh, just excitement. I mean, everybody's ready to go. We've been waiting for this day for almost a year. So we're just excited to get started, and as well as with, you know, volleyball and cross country and all the other sports as well.
And while Lovington can begin workouts today, other schools in Southeast New Mexico won't be able to because they didn't return to their schools after February the 8th. Others later than that. Ariola explains further.
We are a go since we began reentry on the 8th, and when we have our 14 days of, call it, trial period, we're good to go.
Roswell police continue to look for a male suspect who broke into several Roswell businesses Monday, February 15th, between 6 and 6:30 p.m. The suspect also broke into several vehicles and even started a fire inside one of those establishments. The suspect, though, was caught on surveillance video, and RPD posted the image of the suspect on its Facebook page. Anyone with information on this case should call Roswell Police. Constructors, Inc. announced that construction on the intersection of Cherry Lane and Callaway Drive in Carlsbad will begin today. They will be installing a new sewer line there, and the intersection will be closed for 2 weeks. Residents and businesses will have access to their properties at all times during the closure. Now, motorists should expect travel delays during the construction period and are encouraged to seek alternate routes. A bill to cut back emissions goes before lawmakers today in Santa Fe. State Representative Greg Nybert, who represents Chavez and Lincoln counties, says it's just a ploy to
get our utilities and our electric co-op to completely abandon fossil fuels in their generation mix. And one thing I'm going to say to them, look what happened to Texas. When all the wind and all the solar goes down, you're going to wish that we had coal to burn in the state of New Mexico.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.